Welcome to the PSDcast with your host, Jason Lumbert with Power Systems Design. As AI becomes increasingly more sophisticated, our methods for training and formulating these systems must also evolve. And as traditional language models that are trained on text and can perform natural language processing tasks become more and more inadequate, we've adopted more advanced models, including and especially large quantitative models. And on the line to discuss that is Ang Shao, the technical lead of materials science over at Sandbox AQ. So, Ang, thanks for joining us. And in your own words, why are large quantitative models so necessary in today's environment? You know, where did the traditional tools come up short?
Thanks for having me, Jason. Great question. Today, the challenges we're facing in battery research are enormous. We're trying to create batteries that are safer, last longer, charge faster, and cost less. But you know, traditional research methods rely heavily on manual lab experiments and human intuitions, right? So they're very slow, expensive. This approach makes innovation harder, especially now with the millions of possible materials combinations we need to test. Large quantity models, or I can say LQMs, are changing the game. Just like you said, unlike language models, which are designed to process and understand human language, large quantitative model, LQMs, specialize in quantitative and scientific data. LQMs manage huge amounts of complex scientific data quickly, recognize important patterns, and dramatically accelerate the discovery and testing of new battery materials.
Okay, perhaps you can give us some background. You know, how are LQMs trained and created?
Yeah, absolutely. Creating a LQM involves a combination of artificial intelligence and physics-based computational simulations. First, we'll start by teaching the model using large data set of previously conducted experiments. So this gives the AI a basic understanding of how different materials behave. But this data alone isn't enough because it covers only a small portion, or maybe I say a small fraction of possible material combinations. So we enhance the model by generating new data points using physical-based simulations, such as density, functional, theorem, DFT calculations, and molecular dynamic MD simulations. This expanded data set helps our models predict accurately, even for materials or chemical reactions that have never been explored before.
Okay, and how specifically do LQMs assist with scientific advancements?
Very good question. The real advantage of LQMs is their capability to quickly explore meanings of possibilities before any actual lab testing happens. Traditionally, like I said in the past, right? So we use the cycle called design, make, test the cycle. Will researchers design a material, synthesize it in the lab, and test its properties? This cycle repeats multiple times and it can take years. LQMs speed up this process dramatically. They predict the most promising materials from millions of possibilities in days, guiding researchers directly to the best candidates to test in the lab. This approach dramatically saves significant resources. So from my personal experience, I do want to share some my personal experience now with the audience. So I worked in a traditional industry for many years, over a decade. So I focused on the synthesis and the testing of battery materials. For example, at a Fortune 500 companies. Eventually now, I realized and I transitioned into the AI domain by earning a graduate certificate at Georgia Tech in data science, especially for chemical industry. Through this shift, I have clearly seen the opportunities and the potential for large quantitative models, LQMs, to revolutionize traditional research. For instance, I just want to give you an example. In my previous work on the fluid materials for data center immersion cooling, LQMs significantly narrowed down the chemical space by predicting the key physical chemical properties, such as the boiling point, dielectric constant, and the toxicity of the fluid materials. These models quickly and accurately identify the most promising candidates from millions of possibilities, so dramatically reducing time and resources compared to the old methods.
All right, and you know, batteries track extremely well with our audience and much of the industry. So let me ask you this. How do LQMs benefit the next generation of batteries and battery materials?
Exactly. Yeah, battery technologies now have a lot of recent advancements. AI can definitely help. Significantly now enhance our capability to predict the battery performance, including factors such as battery life, like the battery cycle life, and also the shelf life we call the calendar life, because the battery not only for the many cycles, but also how many years, particularly for EV, battery health, and also the reliability. So they help identify now the optimal materials, like new cathode materials, or maybe new solid-state electrolytes. So that boosts the energy density, extend battery cycle life and also the shelf life, and reduce degradations. LQMs also allow researchers to optimize battery charging particles efficiently. I also want to give a particular example. For example, now for my previous work, we use LQMs to predict how to fast charge batteries safely, based on, for example, like the lithium iron phosphate cathode, graphite anode, 1866 cells, while dramatically extending the battery life and reducing test times from months to just weeks.
All right, and before I let you go, could you tell me how is Sandbox AQ helping to bring about this transition to LQMs?
Yes, Sandbox AQ had a big mission to leverage LQMs and revolutionize now the battery materials and many other materials discovery. So at Sandbox AQ, we are focused on developing specialized LQMs for chemistry and material science applications. So our LQMs being used broadly from discovering new materials to optimizing battery materials, from addressing environment challenges like PFAS remediations to discover the new metal alloys for the armored vehicles. So we have also partnered with major industry leaders, so 500 Fortune companies like the Dow Chemical, battery company like Novonix, and also U.S. government like the U.S. Army, GVC, Ground Vehicle System Center, to apply these models using powerful computing resources like NVIDIA's H100 GPUs. Our mission is to help industries rapidly innovate and commercialize new battery materials and all the advanced chemical materials, and accelerating now the transition to the safer, more efficient, and sustainable technologies.
All right. Thanks, Ang. I want to thank you for your time. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in and have a great day.